Real Women Have Curves, directed by Patricia Cardosa, produced by George Lavoux and F.E.T. Brown, starring America Ferrera as Anna, Lupa Ontiveros as Carmen, Ingrid Olu as Estella, George Lopez as Mr. Guzman, and Brian Seitz as Jimmy, voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency. A jocular old lady wears big round glasses and a smart hat with a satin bow. While she sings, she opens a welcoming arm out to her audience. A swab of newspaper is dipped into water. A young woman uses it to clean a large sash window. She takes another sheet of newspaper to dry the window.
Hi, Anna. Something happened to her mom.
What happened?
I don't know. Come and talk to her.
Stella, I always have to do it. You go.
She wants you, not me.
The older sister Estella walks sulkily away. Anna throws the paper down frustrated and goes into the house.
Anna's here, Emma.
Buenos dias.
Say something.
Mama.
Who is it?
It's Anna.
Ay, mija, come closer. I'm really sick. You have to make breakfast for the man.
Breakfast? Mama, can Estella do that?
Estella has a lot of work at the factory. Ay, mija, I woke up in the middle of the night soaking wet. It was like I was on fire.
Oh. Okay, Mama, what's wrong? Is it your legs?
I see.
What about your back?
Oh, I see.
And your head?
Piva.
And how's your hearing?
Okay.
Today's my last day of high school, Mama. I'm not gonna miss that.
Ungrateful.
Also, your pain is gone.
I struggled with it, just like I struggled to give you birth. And raise you, and take care of this family. Si me duele.
Well, I didn't ask for you to give birth to me, okay?
Yeah. Yes, tú.
Hey, that's enough.
Estella, what is wrong with your sister? Andale, you...
Hurry up, help me up. Anna storms out of the house, slamming the small wire gate behind her. The dramatic exit is observed by a pair of trainers hanging from a cable at the upstairs window of the property opposite. Anna walks slowly past the old lady singing in her garden, oblivious to her own absurdity. Anna waves hesitantly. Children play with a ball on the pavement. Anna marches on. She leaves the residential streets behind and enters streets lined with cafes and restaurants. A cloud of pigeons explodes into the sky above an onion dome. Two musicians in matching patterned shirts and cowboy hats carry their guitars down the street. Anna crosses a busy road. The city tower blocks are blurred by a haze of smog on the horizon. She stands at a bus stop in front of a wall of large, chaotic words and pictures advertising fruit and vegetables. The coach pulls up and Anna gets on. The windows are streaked with bird muck and Anna struggles to concentrate on her book. She gets off in a much larger city. A sign for the Lion King show is displayed on a building. A flautist plays on the street. Anna gets onto another smaller bus. It advertises its destination as Beverly Hills 14. Tall, spindly palm trees line the streets. She pulls into the Beverly Hills district past large, grand buildings.
Okay, 7 years at MIT.
4 years at Stanford.
4 years at Teachers College.
Oh, I'll continue my education too. I'll backpack through Europe and... Hi.
Hi.
Anna, hang on a minute. What's happening with the college applications?
I'm not going to college.
What do you mean you're not going to college? You're a smart woman. You have something to contribute to this world.
Well, my family can't afford college.
There are scholarships, grants, financial aid, all that stuff we've been talking about all year.
Mr. Guzman, I'm really sorry to have to say this, but you should probably spend your time helping somebody else. You know, I have to go, but you were the best. Thanks.
Anna hands her teacher a prettily wrapped present. With a brave smile, she leaves. The teacher watches her go.
Thank you. Come back again, all right?
I've been waiting for this day.
Yeah, me too.
There's your uniform. Just give me my check, okay? That's sick.
I was keeping it warm for you until you got here. You know, you can always just kiss my ass to get your job back.
Anna waves a sarcastic hand at her ex-boss and walks out of the cafe. She walks slowly up a hill, lost in her own world, reading her book again. She walks into her house, leaning on the door to close it. Her heart is heavy as she trudges into the house.
Anita.
Hey, cousin.
Ben?
Come here.
What?
Don't ask why, just come. I have something to show you. Hurry up, let's go. He covers her eyes and leads her into the garden. She winces as dangling ribbons brush into her from the trees. Congratulations! All her family are seated in the garden, which is decorated for her graduation celebration. A lady rushes up and hugs her. Her mum, sour-faced, looks on. Her face softens as the music starts, but she is self-conscious. Anna looks around at all the garlands and banners. Thanks, cousins. Many congratulations, Anna. Her grandfather squeezes Anna. She smiles. Look at your big cake. Cake? No, sir, the mother says. Can't you see she's bigger than the cake?
Why did you quit your job?
Why do you know about this?
I just know.
Okay, Mom, I quit my job.
Why?
Because I didn't get along with the manager.
So what?
Anna, you're just gonna have to get another job.
I know, Papa, okay? It's just something I had to do.
Tomorrow you come to work with us in the factory.
What? No way!
Estella, we're very far behind.
We're not behind.
Yes, we are.
If we don't help your sister, who else is going to?
I don't know, and really, I don't care.
Why do you have to say that?
Because it's true. Estella stays up all night trying to finish those dresses.
I can't afford any more help.
That takes care of that. If Estella cannot pay Anna, it doesn't really help us.
She'll pay.
Fine, I'll pay her. She can iron.
End of discussion, senor. Who wants cake?
Anna's teacher appears around the side of the house. Anna looks quizzical.
Mr. Guzman, what are you doing here?
Are your parents here?
Yeah, but I told you, you can't.
Anna, ¿quién es?
Anna, who is it?
Buenas tardes, señor. Señora.
I'm Elias Guzman. I was Anna's English teacher.
I speak English. I'm sorry. Anna is an excellent student. I'd like to see her continue her education. Go to college.
Mr. Guzman, of course we want Anna to get educated. We have already discussed that amongst our family. But we need her to work now. She can go to college later.
Señor Garcia, Anna's a very special young woman. She got herself into Beverly Hills High School, which is not easy to do, and now she can go even further. There are all kinds of scholarships.
I'm sorry, Mr. Guzman, but tomorrow morning she goes to the factory to sew. With us.
May I ask you, Mr. Garcia, just to please think about college?
I'll think about it. I'll talk to my wife. Vámonos, Anita.
I told you.
Anna shrugs and walks away. It is nighttime. Anna's mother curls her hair for bed. She doesn't want to do any chores. She doesn't clean her room or do laundry. She doesn't cook. She gives me nothing but problems. Anna doesn't give you so much trouble. Listen, her teacher really believes in her. If we make an effort, I think we can help her to get an education. I can educate her. I'll teach her to sew. I'll teach her to raise her children, to take care of her husband. They can't teach her these things in college. That's fine, listen, she can get married later. Aren't you listening to me, Raúl? It's a matter of principle. It's not fair. I've been working since I was 13. Anna is 18. Now it's her turn. She should work. Raúl looks at her sternly. Estela reads her book in her room she shares with Anna. She looks bitterly up at Anna, who comes in and flops onto her bed.
My life is over.
You're so dramatic, just like a mom.
Excuse me, but I'm nothing like mom, okay?
Whatever you say.
Estela turns off the light. Anna's father waits in the truck. Anna and her mother climb into the cab while her two brothers climb into the back of the truck and pick their way through the various machines and tools to sit down nearest the cab. The truck pulls away and the two boys pull their headphones onto their ears in unison, a process that appears habitual. The truck drives off down their street. Anna turns herself away from her mother, towards the window, and closes her eyes. The mother's mouth is tight. The boys rock to the rhythm of the truck. Anna gazes out of the window at the loitering men who stand about on the streets. They stare as she passes. The walls of the buildings are painted with detailed scenes and faces. The telegraph lines pass like endless train tracks over her head, never arriving anywhere. The truck drives over a bridge and into town through a Japanese district, and then into the fabric and textiles district. The truck pulls up outside their factory. Anna gets out of the truck. The truck drives off, and Anna and her mother enter through the factory gates, past graffiti-covered walls.
No le hace que tenga el dueño y al cabo no soy celoso. No le hace que tenga el dueño y al cabo no soy celoso.
Anna wipes her sleepy eyes while her mother unlocks the door and grill. She looks around at the entrance to her new life. She is heavy and despondent as she enters the space, looking around at the tailor's dummies and work surfaces. She focuses on a beautiful black strappy dress on a dummy. She strokes the fabric and traces a finger down the delicate straps. Don't get your hopes up.
You'll never fit into that one. It's a size 7.
Why do you always have to be like this?
I only tell you for your own good.
Look at those.
Enormous.
Don't.
They must weigh 10 kilos each.
Mom, what do you think you're doing?
Don't be so dramatic. Good morning, Carmen.
Ah, buenos dias, Normita. Buenos dias, Panchita.
Two more women workers enter. Smiling, they put their bags down at their workstations.
Hi, Normita. You must be in love, eh? You look so fancy, I hardly recognize you.
My fiancé bought me this dress.
Ah, sí?
Oh, really? How pretty.
Just wait. That happened to me with my husband, and then he stopped buying me clothes. Maybe it was your fault. Why would it be my fault? Pues look at you. Maybe the material got too expensive.
You're just jealous. Like my grandma used to say, there is no better seasoning than meat on the bones.
And you are not going to make me cry. You go ahead and cry, Panchita. I'm going to the bakery. Are you a new worker?
Oh, this is my daughter, Rana.
Are you going to be working here full time?
No. I'm just helping out my sister until I find a better job.
Oh, me too. I'm just working here until I win the lottery.
Anna bores her eyes into the turned backs of the two women who snigger together as Anna flounces past them and into another room. She shuts the door and falls against it, despairing and depressed. Anna's feet trudge down the length of the factory floor towards the machinists.
Mujeres, this is my daughter, Anna.
You know, the one I always complain about.
Mami, esa es la hija de Doña Carmen.
Anna, I can't believe you finally made it to the factory.
Yeah, what took you so long?
I had a meeting with a supplier, but it's none of your business. This is Doña Carlota. This is an overlock, which makes hems. She's a pro.
Bienvenida.
Welcome. I hope you like working here. Nice to meet you.
Pancha and her machine?
We already met.
Don't touch anything that belongs to Pancha.
She really gets upset. You think it was her baby.
Big mouth.
That's not true. It is true.
This is another overlock machine. Norma does the work, and she's very fast.
I'm Carlota's daughter, and these are my sisters, Lupita and Angelica.
And this is Rosalie, busca
Rosalie Troublemaker.
And this is Amas Station.
These scissors are yours. Don't lose them. Everything gets lost in this place.
Come on, let me show you your job. Come on.
Anna. Pay attention.
Amar, are you doing your work?
Si, mi general.
Watch. We do high-quality work here, okay? That's why I get the orders.
So, really, it's so hot in here. Can't you get a fan?
We have a fan.
You know that the fan blows dust on the dresses.
Always use the steam, okay?
Okay.
And please don't burn the tool.
Okay, okay.
Okay, real easy work. Just keep doing it. And always here. Check the level of the water and let me know when it gets low, okay?
Okay.
So I can send you out to buy some more. When you're done, you put the dress here in the bagger. You put a plastic bag over it and then you put it on that rack for me, okay?
Okay.
If we work hard today, we're going to finish these. That'll be 100 in size 7.
Did you hear that, Donna Carlota? We're almost at 100. What a beautiful dress.
We take the finished dresses to the distributor and then we start on size 6.
Well, how much do they pay us to make these dresses?
$18 for assembling each.
And how much do they sell them for at the stores?
Well, they sell them at Bloomingdale's for $600.
We make them for $18. They sell them for $600. Does this seem right to you, Estella?
Just work, okay?
I don't think she knows how to do anything.
I don't think she'll make it here, much less working with her mother. And she's so stuck up. Anna shakes her head and continues ironing.
I have chisme from the market.
Mami Donna Carmen has gossip. I love gossip.
You should be working. El Dorado Ortiz is secretly in love with Rosalie. I know him.
Oh no, how awful. That dirty old man. Reminds me of a shriveled up mango. El Dorado Ortiz is in love with Rosalie.
He thinks you're too skinny, but he would love to fatten you up. But don't get as fat as Anna. Ama, we have to work now. See me, General.
Anna stands at the iron. Plumes of steam rise all around her as she continues to press the steam button over and over. She removes the iron from the dress.
You burned it. Anna, can't you do anything right? ¿A dónde vas?
Where are you going? You are useless. Come back. Don't make me go after you.
Anna!
Anna strides down the street, past the rolls of fabric, like milling crowds all jostling for a better view. A policeman calls Anna back to her mother.
This is my mom.
Is this your daughter?
Yes, this little butterball. Anna looks ironically at the policeman.
Knock yourself out, ladies.
Where are you going? Where the hell are you going? Carmen lowers herself onto the pavement to rest. I can't take it anymore. I'm too old for this. I don't know why I work so much. My hands are arthritic. I'm losing my sight from so much sewing.
Yeah, Mama, I know, okay? Everybody knows.
No me toques.
Don't touch me. Get out of here. If you want to leave, leave. You're ashamed of me. You're ashamed to work with us. So much work. So much sacrifice. And all for what? For all of you. You think I'm just a dog. No good for anything but work.
Mama, come on, let's go. Let's go back, come on.
Anna helps her mother to her feet.
Hold on to me. Come on, we're going
to
go back.
You have to help me. Anna supports her mother back down the street towards the factory. Carmen carries her caged birds out into the sunshine on the porch. Behave yourselves, okay? Oh, how handsome. Look at yourself in the mirror. Carmen washes crockery at the sink. Good morning, Gorgonia. Did you sleep well? Fine, and you? How do you think, with my arthritis?
I see you have a new San Antonio. That's for Anna. And how many years have you had this one hanging here?
Ese. 11 years. I put it up on Estela's 18th birthday. I'm gonna take it down.
No, leave it there. Who knows, Estela could still get married.
It's too late for Estela to get married. Now I have to concentrate on Anna.
The budgies face each other in the cage as if looking in a mirror. The grandfather eats. These are delicious. This is how I like them. You're as good as gold to me, Grandpa. Do you remember our gold near our village in the Sierra Mountains? There is a cave full of gold. Papa, that's just a legend. And the men who saw the cave and the gold. That gold doesn't exist, Papa. Grandpa, tell me about the treasure. Of course, listen. Many years ago, during the revolution, people hid their gold in the mountain caves. After the revolution, the word spread that there was a cave filled with gold near our village. Inside the cave on the wall, it was written, "This gold can only be given to a man with a pure heart." I always wanted to find that gold. Grandpa, I'm sure you will find it. Listen, I have already found it. You are my gold. Now I want you to find yours. Anna smiles and drifts into her own thoughts. The Beverly Hills bus pulls away with Anna on it. She stares out of the window. Distracted by crying, she looks over at the scene of mother and child. Irritated, she puts her headphones on and leans against the window. She arrives at her old high school. She walks quickly down a corridor.
Hey, Jimmy.
What's up?
Hey, Anna, how's it going?
Hey, Mr. Guzman, I did it. I filled out the application.
Look at that. Anna, way to go. Is it the truth?
Of course it is. I don't lie on applications, except about my weight.
Where's the personal statement?
I didn't think it was necessary.
You didn't write one? You have to write one. Anna. I'm friendly with the dean of admissions at Columbia. If you write the essay immediately, I can get it to him, maybe get you in for the new semester in September.
Really?
But look, you need to write an essay.
About what?
Write about something you know. You can write about yourself.
Myself?
Why not? You can do this. I'll hang on to this till you bring me the essay. Go. Write. Bye.
Anna walks heavily down the steps to the college, her eyes cast to the ground in concentration.
When are you going to Europe?
Hey, Jimmy. I don't know if I'm going anymore. My sister needs me to stay and help her with her fashion boutique.
I was thinking about joining you, but you're not going anymore?
No.
Europe is so cool. You'll get a whole new perspective.
What kind of perspective?
It's different in Europe. Things are too easy here. Like, you're handed everything from school to a car. That's why I want to teach. Do something different, you know? I'm doing some assistant work for Mr. Guzman this summer. What are you doing?
I have to go, so I'll see you later.
Jimmy takes her hand and writes his number in the palm.
Your number?
Maybe we could hang out?
Yeah, I gotta go. Bye.
Carmen looks lovingly at her budgies in their cage. She whistles at them and carries them like precious gems into the house. She watches a film with Grandpa, grimacing and flinching as she does so. It's over. They think they'll be on TV with this music. They need to get a little better. You said it. Carmen clutches her neck and winces with pain.
Carmencita, your back hurting again?
After 38 years of sewing, what else do you expect?
She smacks Raul's massaging hand and smiles affectionately up at him. He smiles knowingly at Grandpa and leaves. Carmen rubs her elbow. You miss the soap opera, The Poor Cry, even more.
Mom, I don't watch Spanish soap operas.
It's not a regular novela. It's a Brazilian. Son mejores, ¿verdad, Don Miguel?
They're better, aren't they, Don Miguel?
What happened?
You remember Yanira, the cross-eyed daughter?
Yes, I remember.
Bueno. Well, this handsome, dark stranger comes to visit the fishing village, and she meets him at the beach. And he told her that he didn't care what she looked like, that he loved her, that he wants her. Hey? But of course, we know what he wanted, huh? Mm-hmm. One night, without telling her parents, Yanira goes out with a stranger.
Ooh, Mom, let me guess. She gets pregnant?
Ayana, don't spoil the story.
What happened?
She gets pregnant.
You be quiet.
He asks her to run away with him. Of course, that means that she has to betray her mother's wishes.
Oh, and then?
Entonces, they're on the bus to Rio de Janeiro, and she sticks out her head to say goodbye a la madre.
Her mother is crying. Tears streaming down her face.
And all of a sudden, this bus comes by and
cuts off her head.
Mom, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Anna, you better listen. That's what happens to people who don't listen to their mothers.
Okay.
And all you had was the headless body.
Anna lies in bed looking first at her palm, then at the phone, then back to her palm. She drops the phone down and sighs. She fiddles with the phone in its cradle, then picks it up again. She looks back at her palm and begins to dial. She holds the phone to her ear and lets out a deep breath.
Hello?
Hi, Jimmy, it's Anna.
Hey,
Are you busy? I mean, is this a bad time? Because I can call you back later. I mean, I'm just calling to say hi.
No, it's a good time, actually. Listen to this insane computer program I found on the web.
Mierda. Shit.
It's curse words in Spanish.
Really?
Ya la cagué. I screwed up.
Ya la cagué.
Where did you get this?
Pendejo. Jerk. Pinche. Goddamn it.
All right. Okay, Jimmy, I get it.
Hello?
Do you think I'm your maid? You left dishes in the sink.
Anna closes her eyes in frustration and drops her head back against the wall. The next day, Anna enters the factory. Here comes the pyromaniac.
We almost finished cleaning the battery.
All right, get the panties.
We just have a few little adjustments here, and then we can get started.
Aren't we supposed to be working? We're already behind schedule. Why isn't everyone here? Norma, why are you late? Where's your mother and your sisters?
Estela, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
Estela, I'm sorry.
I mean it with all my heart.
Why are you sorry?
I wanted to tell you earlier, but I didn't know how to tell you.
Dímelo.
Tell me what?
I'm getting married sooner than I thought.
When's the wedding?
Next month.
I'm so happy for you.
In Mexico. I have to leave tomorrow. My fiancé wants me to move with him to Mexico.
Norma, you're my fastest employee. I need you.
I know. I'm so proud of the work that I've done for you. I'm sorry that I have to leave. And you're my best boss. Estela, my mother and my sisters are moving with us.
You're all leaving me? No, Norma, por favor.
We're all leaving because it's always been my mother's dream to go back to her village in Mexico. I'm sorry, Estela. Okay. Perdóname.
Don't be sorry. I'm happy for you. I just can't pay you right now. Okay?
I'm sorry.
I'll give my check to my cousin at the Chapala market.
Okay. Gracias. Y buena suerte.
And good luck. Norma hugs Estela, the tears welling in her eyes. Estela looks distraught as she watches Norma collect her things from her locker. Norma kisses the other women goodbye. Dona Carmen, thanks for everything. Carmen opens her arms to Norma. May God bless you. The needles and cogs of the machines move up and down furiously, gliding along the fabric like racehorses following the parameters of a track edge.
We need those four seamstresses to finish this work. I mean, we never finish on time. You know the Glitz Company? They don't pay me until we do. I have no money to pay any of you. I should just close the factory.
No, you can't close the factory.
I can't believe you're paying us late again, Stella.
We just lost four seamstresses. How are we going to finish this order?
Well, I can wait a little bit, but not too long.
Gracias, Rosalie. Tu Pancho?
I'll charge you interest.
Are you serious?
No. Well, let's get back to work before I change my mind.
Gracias.
¿Y usted, Doña Carmen?
What kind of a mother would I be if I didn't help my daughter, eh?
And you say I don't love you.
It's because I love you that I make your life so miserable.
Don't love me so much.
¿Y tú, niña?
Stella, if you don't pay me, how am I going to save up any money?
Por what?
Forget it.
Ay, Anna, you're so selfish.
You expect me to do this dirty work for nothing?
This is dirty work?
This is a sweatshop. Don't you get it? You're all cheap labor for Bloomingdale's.
We are not cheap labor. How would you know what hard work is? All you've done is flip burgers.
I'm grateful for what Ama has taught me, and I'm proud of what I do.
Spoiled brat.
I never wanted to work here in the first place, much less for nothing.
See the trouble you caused?
Carmen gives Anna a withering look. Anna looks guilty. She knocks at Estela's office door.
Come on, Estella, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I'll help you.
Can you work until I can pay you?
Yeah.
Thanks. Let's get back to work.
Carmen's smiling, smug face is reflected in the mirror door of the office. Anna looks at her with contempt, narrowing her eyes before returning to her work. Anna waves her steam iron over the fabric. Her face is wet with sweat, the steam rising all around her. Suddenly she burns herself, her face contorts with pain. Well, you burned yourself, my poor little girl. Heal, heal, little frog tail. If it doesn't heal today, it will heal tomorrow. Carmen kisses her hand. Anna watches her, smiling but puzzled. Her fingers hover over a keyboard. She taps the keys absentmindedly as she thinks, gazing out of the window before typing. My name is Anna Lourdes Magdalena. She gives a big sigh before becoming aware of someone entering the room behind her. She pauses to think again before resuming typing. She keeps flicking her eyes to the presence of someone else in the room. She is irritated by the company. It is night time and the door to her room creeps slowly open. It is her mother. Butterball, wake up. She shakes Anna.
What time is it?
It's still night.
And why are you waking me up?
I have a secret. I'm telling it only to you.
Mom, I'm sleeping.
Anna, you're not going to believe this, but I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm pregnant.
How could you be pregnant?
A woman knows these things, but don't tell anybody.
Mom, you're imagining things, okay?
Anna, I need you more than ever now, Mija.
It's probably just gas. Eat less beans.
Anna and her mother and father travel along in the cab of the truck. Anna looks at her mother, who stares straight ahead. Raoul looks at his wife and then at Anna. Carmen looks at Anna. Anna flicks her eyes to Carmen's stomach. Carmen looks guiltily away. She glances at Raoul and then shields her hand from him as she puts her fingers to her lips, gesticulating for Anna to keep it secret from him. Anna shakes her head in disbelief. Estella zips a line of stitching along the hem of a dress.
Why did Norma and the others have to leave?
That doesn't look that bad.
It is. You're not going to believe this. I heard gossip at the Chapalamar.
No food in the workplace?
It's her break time, you know?
Well, then you take a break, because I can't afford one.
Anna. Ben. Our Normita. Ate the cake before the wedding. I heard that Norma's fiancé convinced her to have sex with him the night before. And after he had a taste for... 100 people at the church, the priest waiting, and he never showed up for the ceremony.
What a bastard.
Norma's mother never approved of the man, but Norma insisted.
No.
A mother knows the right man for her daughter.
Mom, you're so old-fashioned.
Can you believe her? Girls nowadays think they know so much, eh? That's why they end up... panzonas.
No, Mom, the reason they end up pregnant is because they don't know how to use contraceptives.
Look at her. La Miss Know-It-All.
Your husband's not going to like you knowing so much.
Why?
A man wants a virgin.
Why is a woman's virginity the only thing that matters? A woman has thoughts, ideas, a mind of her own.
A mind? And thoughts?
No more stories, Ama.
Ay, Estela. That's what I do best. My reason for living.
Estella works on the computer. She looks anxious. Anna flops herself down in a chair and puts her feet up on the desk. Estella casts a disapproving look at Anna to move her feet. She does so with great effort.
What are you writing?
I'm writing a letter to Mrs. Glass.
Who's that?
She's the owner of the manufacturing company.
Oh, she's the one who pays us to make these dresses.
Yeah. I'm asking for an advance on the dress order. I need to pay the electricity and the monthly bills. I'm late on the rent.
Estella, that's serious.
I know.
You know, if you really need this money, you should go down and talk to her in person. I mean, a letter's not going to do anything.
She's too busy. She won't see me.
I'll go with you.
She's too busy.
Estella, you're not afraid of her, are you?
Why should I be afraid of her? Anna, please don't say anything, okay?
I can try.
Hi, is Mrs. Glass here?
Who are you?
I'm a contractor for Mrs. Glass. My name is Estella Garcia.
Do you have an appointment?
No.
Well, you need an appointment.
Okay. I don't have an appointment. Let's go. Oh, hello, Mrs. Glass.
Estella.
Hi.
Honey, what can I do for you?
Well, I know that last month we were a couple of days late, but we were hoping that that you...
We need an advance money to pay the bills, electricity, so that we can work and get you your dresses on time when you need them.
And who are you?
I'm Estella's business partner, Anna.
Well, Anna, Estella knows the rules. I can't pay advances. I went out on a limb to hire you in the first place because I believe a woman like me should help a woman like you. But I can only help you so much. You have to help yourself and meet your deadlines. You have until the end of the month. That's when the order has to be shipped. You have 10 days, honey. 10 days. That's it. I'll be back at 3.
She's worse than you said. Did you say something, Estella?
No.
Because it sounded like you did.
I didn't say anything.
I see. Well, you ladies have a nice day.
Mrs. Glass gets into the lift. Estella looks at Anna and grits her teeth.
Can't you keep your mouth shut?
I was just trying to help, Estella. I'm
trying to keep the factory open for all of us. You know, people depend on me.
Your mom is asking for you, little one.
Anna!
She's kind of crazy, huh?
You're just figuring this out?
She's asking for her baby girl. Who knows what's wrong with her?
Buenas.
What?
Come in. Shut the door. Anna shuts the door and goes to Carmen, who sits in her nightdress. She turns the TV off.
I have morning sickness.
Mom, it's not morning, it's evening.
Anna, be serious. Comfort me.
Mom, did you ever think that maybe you're not pregnant and you're just imagining all of this?
I am pregnant. A woman knows. I haven't had my period for 3 months.
Then why don't you go talk to the doctor? Not me.
Carmen looks at her defiantly. Carmen switches the TV back on and folds her arms, refusing to look at Anna. Anna rolls her eyes and leaves the room. Carmen is hurt and looks after her like a sulky child. Grandpa knocks on Anna's door. Are you ready to go? I'll be right there, Grandpa. Shall we? Where are you two going? Anna invited me to the movies tonight. What a good idea. Don't wait up. Have a good time. Anna looks slightly on edge and suspicious. They walk down the street arm in arm and stop outside a building. Anna grins at her grandpa. I'll see you here in 2 hours. Behave yourself. You too. Grandpa walks away back down the street. Anna rubs her hands together in anticipation and walks quickly away. A statue of the Virgin is lit up in a beautiful garden strung with light bulbs and surrounded by white roses. Jimmy sits alone writing at a table. Anna approaches.
Hi.
Hey. This is a great place.
Yeah. Are you staring at my boobs?
No. Yes. No.
Okay. I mean, they're so big, why wouldn't you, right?
I'm a guy, I guess I kind of have to. Can we change the subject?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I made this list of topics to talk about so that we wouldn't run out of things to talk about.
Okay. Can I see the list?
Anna shakes her head. She laughs nervously and looks away. Jimmy stares longingly at her cheek.
You have a really beautiful face.
Jimmy looks self-conscious. Anna is embarrassed and then bewildered.
Just my face? I'm sorry.
You don't take compliments well?
No. Compliments, that's not one of the topics on my list.
And you don't want to show me the list?
No.
No. Are big breasts on the list?
Hi.
Let's order.
Anna and Jimmy walk past a bandstand and illuminated shops. They smile as they steal glances at each other when the other isn't looking. They chat away together as they cross a main road. Their pace slows as Jimmy cautiously takes Anna's hand.
Tonight.
That's where I have to meet my grandpa. I guess this is goodnight.
Anna looks innocently at Jimmy. He fiddles with her hand and then slowly leans down to kiss her gently on the lips. She grins.
Okay. Bye.
Anna walks away. Jimmy stays watching her go. She slows and flicks her head round to look at him coyly. She then tosses her glossy head forwards again and quickens her pace to disappear around the corner. She lies in bed, her eyes slowly flickering open as she wakes. A smile slowly turns up the corners of her mouth as she recollects the previous night. She snuggles down into her pillow again, her smile broadening. Back in Estella's factory, one of the women sets up a little shrine with a candle, lighter and photograph of her mother and father and a glass of tequila.
It's that time again, eh, Panchita?
Yes. It's the anniversary of my father's death.
Anna, who is ironing, watches as the women gather around the shrine. Rosalie takes up the photograph.
He was so handsome.
Yes. He was a very elegant man. The day he died, I couldn't pay the hospital. So I pretended that he was still alive. And I put him in a wheelchair and I took him home in a taxi.
You were a good daughter, Panchita.
I tried.
Anna recognizes the obvious dig at her and sneers as she carries on with her ironing. Estella goes out through the factory door into the yard. Anna watches and listens as she gets a cup of water.
Hi, Estella. Oh, hi, Mr. Hero.
The rent is 3 weeks late.
I'm so sorry.
Will you be able to pay rent by the end of the month?
Oh, yes, of course, of course.
Good. I like having you as a tenant, and I'd hate to have to kick you out.
No.
Say hi to Rosalie for me.
I will. Bye-bye.
Anna looks concerned. A leaf-blowing machine is operated by Anna's father in a beautifully coutured garden. Anna approaches him.
What are you doing here?
Papi, I need some help.
I told Estela this many times. If you do not have the cash up front, do not do it.
Yes, Papa, I know. But she's working hard, and it's just not working out.
She still has to pay the rent.
I know, Papa, but it's not her fault. I mean, I never realized how hard she works.
Está bien. I will lend Estela the money.
Thank you, Papa.
Raul smiles lovingly at Anna. The slender arms of cacti pierce through the shafts of sunlight in the early evening sky as Anna sits in the garden writing furiously. Time passes and the furrow deepens on Anna's brow as she concentrates on her essay. She turns the page and sits back to contemplate, twisting the pen into her forehead, searching for the next line. She finds it and pounces on the page once more. Anna's teacher doesn't see her approach as she shyly places her papers on his desk. He smiles up at her and takes up the essay. Estela puts the finishing touches to a dress design she is working on in her pad. Panchita approaches.
Let me see. It's beautiful. Did you draw it yourself?
Yes.
You're lying. You're probably copied from a magazine.
No, I did it. I'm working on my own line. Would you buy a dress like this?
Of course I would buy a dress like this. If it would fit me.
Estela ponders Panchita's words. Carmen peers down her nose through her bifocals at the machine needle as she works.
This gray dress is the biggest order I've ever had. It won't be easy. If we don't finish this order by the end of the month, the manufacturer won't pay us. But prove to them that we can do it. Let's make 150 gray dresses of better quality than anyone else.
Stella grins at her depleted workforce of three, and the smile slides from her face at the hopelessness of the situation. The grey fabric flies under the foot of a machine as fingers push it hurriedly through. Anna seems to swoon from the boiling steam enveloping her.
So maybe we can turn on a fan in here.
Fan blows dust on the dresses. Can you iron it a little faster? I need help with the hems and we're never going to make the deadline.
Estela, okay? It's not that I don't iron fast enough. It's that every time I finish ironing, I stop for a minute. I mean, to really look at the dress. I never realized how much work, puro lomo, as Mom says, is put into it. And then I wake up, and I remind myself that it's not for me. So I put a plastic bag over it, and stick it on the rack, push it away.
She got a point.
Billboard signs for fabric outlet stores adorn the sides of buildings. Anna, swinging a bag, drags her feet behind her mother. Hurry up, slowpoke.
Straighten up. Walk like a lady. Even I, in my condition, I walk like a lady.
Now let's see you. Anna hands the bag to her mother and sashays down the street, her nose in the air, a caricature of what her mother wanted to see. She swings her head to look back at her mother, flicking her hair around. Little clown. Very pretty. She hands the bag back to Anna. Jimmy rings Anna's house.
Bueno?
Bueno?
Is
Anna there? Who is this?
This is Cecilia.
Yes, I will call her for you. Anna!
Jimmy breathes out with relief that his disguise was successful. Carmen, about to put the phone down, hears the click of Anna picking up and listens in. Her eyes narrow at what she hears and she shakes her head. Anna rounds the corner and walks towards where she met Jimmy on their first date.
Do you want to hear music tonight?
No, thank you.
Vamos, muchachos.
Buenas noches.
Hey.
Hi.
Ready to go?
Jimmy gallantly opens the passenger side door of his car for Anna. She smiles coyly at him and gets in. Jimmy gets in the other side. Anna sighs and looks out of the window, lost in thought. Jimmy senses something is not right.
What's wrong?
Jimmy, does your mom understand you?
Most of the time. Is your mom?
No. I don't know. It's like she hates me. She thinks I'm fat and I'm ugly and God knows
what. You're not fat. You're beautiful.
Anna rolls her eyes in disbelief and embarrassment.
And where'd you tell your mom you were tonight?
She thinks I'm at mass again.
Was this a sin?
Jimmy reaches his arm around Anna and pulls her to him, kissing her full on the mouth.
No. That's a beso. A kiss.
They kiss again, softly on the mouth. They remain close to one another's faces, the intensity throbbing between their barely touching mouths. Suddenly, Jimmy looks troubled.
I can't believe I'm leaving in 2 weeks to go to Teachers College. Man, don't worry. You're gonna get accepted to college, too.
Anna holds Jimmy tightly, not wanting to let him go. She slowly unfurls herself from him. Keeping her head down, she kisses him, and when they part, they rest their heads together. Jimmy rubs her back and keeps his eyes closed. Anna carries cellophane-wrapped dresses from one rail to another, wiping the sweat from her brow as she does so. Estella approaches with a beautiful gown.
Ooh, are we done?
You have one more dress to iron.
Stella, this is beautiful. Did she make this? What's it for?
It's for you.
Oh, come on, Estella. You know I can't fit into this.
I cut this especially for your body, okay? Pretty dresses aren't just for skinny girls. This one's yours. He spends a lot of money on this material.
Shut up.
Anna looks shyly at the dress, a smile of excitement just behind the eyes. Thank you, my love. Carmen, surprised by the knock, goes to see who it is. The family continues playing dominoes.
What do you want?
Senora, can I please speak to your daughter?
No, she's not here.
Mama, what are you talking about? I'm right here. Open the door.
What's going on now?
It's that man who's always looking for Anna. It's okay, let me see. Anna's father pulls Carmen away from the doorway. Come in.
You did it.
What?
You got in.
What?
The dean called me personally with the news.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Your daughter's been accepted for admission to Columbia University with a full scholarship.
Please, come in. Sit down.
I got accepted with a scholarship?
So, where is this Columbia University?
It's in New York City.
New York?
What's wrong with that?
Look, Mr. Guzman, it isn't that we don't want Anna to go to college, but all the way to New York? I'm sure there must be wonderful colleges in this area.
But none of them is Columbia University.
Papa, you don't understand. It's one of the best schools in the nation.
Sir, you left your country for a better opportunity. And now it's Anna's turn.
Look, Mr. Guzman.
Raul, mire, Señor Guzman. We are a family, and we intend to stay that way.
Mama, it's not going to change anything.
Por favor. Está bien, Carmelita. Mr. Guzman, Anna is going to go to college, but not now. I didn't come this far to see my family break apart.
Papa, I don't understand. How is this breaking us apart?
What about Estela and the factory?
Ama? What about it?
What about Abuelo?
You want to abandon him?
Anna looks at her grandfather. He blinks back at her like a child, all innocence and unconditional love. A frown blots the smooth landscape of Anna's forehead. She slowly casts her eyes down.
No.
Estella looks down, saddened. Carmen smiles, satisfied. She stands.
Well, thank you very much, Señor Guzmán. But this is a family matter.
Thank you very much for coming all the way here to tell us.
Mr. Guzmán rubs Anna's shoulder. Anna's eyes fill with tears. She blinks to hold the torrent in. Her family goes back to the dominoes. Anna sits down alone. Resting her hand on her cheek, she thinks. Carmen and another lady prepare food.
Carmen,
don't put chili in the Napolitos. They upset my stomach. So don't eat them.
Oye, have you heard that if you take the baby away from San Antonio, he'll work faster?
Sí, didn't you know that?
Carmen removes the little ceramic baby from the arms of the figurine of San Antonio and throws it in the drawer. Anna walks into a chemist.
He likes.
Can I get some condoms too? What kind do you want? I don't know. What do you recommend? These are kind of fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Anna and Jimmy enter his room. It is nighttime. Jimmy switches a lamp on. Anna, grinning, leans in to kiss Jimmy.
The door.
Jimmy closes the door. Anna smiles coquettishly. Jimmy lies over Anna on the bed, her arm around his neck, her knee raised. They kiss tentatively.
Let's do it.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
Anna lifts her head up to kiss him passionately on the mouth. Jimmy fumbles with her top, trying to draw it up whilst remaining in a passionate clinch.
Hold on. Damn, sure.
How do you say damn in Spanish?
Pinche.
Pinche the shirt. What are you laughing at?
Jimmy kisses her, pushing her over onto her back. She pulls at his shirt. He sits up to remove it. She tugs at the bottom of his T-shirt and he hurriedly yanks it off before returning to kiss her passionately.
Hold on.
She reaches into her bag and pulls out a condom. She smiles cheekily, handing Jimmy the condom. He takes it and continues kissing her. He reaches out and switches the light off.
Wait. Turn the lights on. I want you to see me.
Jimmy lies on the bed looking at Anna, who looks challengingly back at him through the mirror. She tucks her hair behind one ear and smiles at him.
See, this is what I look like.
Jimmy gets up and goes to her. He puts an arm around her neck and nuzzles into her hair. How beautiful. He looks up at her through the mirror. She smiles. Time has passed. Anna is putting her hair up in the mirror. Jimmy stands behind her, watching coyly.
All right, Tia.
No.
I'll email you.
No. Jimmy, really. Don't worry about me anymore, okay? I mean, once you get to college, we won't have anything to talk about anyway, and I don't know, you'll probably end up meeting some skinny girl, right?
Jimmy looks down. He seems frustrated by her comments.
I'm only gonna miss you.
They walk hand in hand through the garden to his car. He opens the door for her and then gets in his side. They drive away into the night. It is morning and Anna, fresh out of the shower, brushes her hair. She plays about with it, testing out different styles and blowing herself a kiss in the mirror. She undoes her bathrobe to do it up tighter, but catches sight of herself. She looks down at her stomach and sex. She catches her mother looking at her.
You tramp.
What?
You lost your virginity, didn't you?
Mom, you're imagining things.
I can tell. You're not only fat, now you're a puta!
You would say that, wouldn't you?
Why didn't you save yourself?
Because there's more to me than what's in between my legs.
You better not get pregnant and embarrass me.
Me embarrass you? Oh, come on, Mom. You're the one who pretends that you're pregnant for attention.
I am pregnant.
You're not pregnant.
Yes, I am.
You're not pregnant, Mom. You're only pretending you're pregnant because you want a baby in the house. But you can't have a baby. I'm not your baby anymore.
No, señora, you're not pregnant.
Of course I am.
Doña Carmen, don't you think I know a thing or two about this?
I haven't had a period in 4 months.
Doña Carmen, that's not unusual for a woman your age. I think it's about time you and I had a little conversation about menopause.
O sea, the change of life.
Mom, the doctor said no sugar. Why are you eating the flan?
I'm having a cleaning.
But you're not pregnant, Mom.
Okay, I'm not pregnant. I'm going through the change of life. It's over. I'm no longer a woman.
Mom. Mom.
A grandmother is what I should be at this age. You know, Anna, you're not bad looking. If you lost weight...
Just stop it.
You could be beautiful.
Stop it. You're overweight, too. So why should I listen to you?
Anna, don't eat the flan.
Anna looks directly and defiantly at her mother and places the forkful of flan in her mouth. She pushes the plate away from her and stares at her mother. The cogs of a sewing machine work up and down like a frantic cricket's leg. The cotton dances around a reel as it unravels itself just as fast, and the needle pumps up and down like the piston on a toy train. Anna, waist-deep in steam, her hair forming ringlets around her face, works away at the ironing board. The other women hang completed dresses on a rail. Carmen's arms upstretched reveal dark patches of sweat in the armpits of her blouse.
I stink. Hijola, who farted?
Whoever smelled it dealt it. Anna sprays her face.
Anna, please don't waste the distilled water. It's expensive.
Oh, hi, Stella. Come on, it's so hot in here. Seriously, I feel like I'm in hell.
How many more dresses to finish, Estella?
18.
Only 18?
Such a relief. We're almost done with this.
Anna, what are you doing?
Hi, Mama. Come on. It's so hot. All the steam has me sweating like a pig.
Well, we're sweating too, but we're not taking our clothes off.
Why not? We're all women, Mom. We all have the same things.
Anna, póntela.
Put it on.
Rosalie, Pancha, please. Aren't you hot in those clothes? I feel so sticky.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Of what?
Look at you. You look awful.
Mama, I happen to like myself.
Right on, sister.
He do.
And you.
The two of you should lose weight. You would look beautiful without all that fat. Ay, Doña Carmen, Ana and Estela are beautiful. They look good the way they are.
Thank you, Pancha.
Thank you, Pancha.
Aren't you ashamed?
Mama, you look just like us.
Yes, but I'm married.
Oh, so that's it. Make myself attractive so that I can catch a man.
Ana, listen to her. Learn now or you'll end up like Estela.
Mama, I do want to lose weight. But part of me doesn't because my weight says to everybody, fuck you.
Ave Maria, pero qué boca.
How dare anybody try to tell me what I should look like or what I should be when there's so much more to me than just my weight?
What's wrong with wanting to be thin and sexy?
Rosalie, you don't get it.
Well, I want to be taken seriously, respected for what I think, not for how I look.
Exactly. Thank you.
What if you don't think anything?
Ay, Rosalie.
Ay, I look like a cow.
Rosalie, shut up. Stand up. Mira, look at yourself. If you're a cow, then I'm a hippo.
And I'm an elephant.
And I'm orca. Ay, Rosalie, you are so skinny in comparison to all of us.
No, I'm not. Look at my fat hips.
Come on.
And my cellulite.
You want to see cellulite? All right, here we go. You started.
Hana!
It's the fat cellulite. This is cellulite. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excuse me, ladies.
Estela!
This is cellulite.
Hi, Estela. It's not that bad.
Look,
it's
not in nada.
But you don't understand. I got all these stretch marks in my arms and chichis. Look.
That's small, honey.
No.
You want stretch marks? Here you go. Okay. I have stretch marks that go from north to south.
Ladies, let me show you stretch marks. Pancha! From east to west.
Jesus.
She wins.
Have you all gone crazy?
Ladies, look how beautiful we are.
And how good it feels.
To be rid of all these clothes and just let it all hang out. Okay, ladies, we have work to do. Come on.
Who cares what we look like when no one's watching us? No, Mama, aren't you hot?
Let go of me.
Mama, what's that scar?
This one. This one is you.
That's a big scar.
See? Look at you. Look at all of you.
This is who we are, Mama. Real women.
Shameless.
Doña Carmen.
Pancha, let her go. Goodbye, Mama. Adios, Doña Carmen. Mujeres, let's finish the order tonight.
Ana starts to dance at her ironing board. Rosalie sashays up the aisle of sewing machines, carrying a dress to Ana in her bra and pants. Pancha and Estela dance at their machines, swaying to the rhythm as they sew. Rosalie and Ana bump hips in time to the music. A gardener mows the lawn of a grand house. Ana skirts the flower-filled borders, walking to where her father is working the earth over with a fork. She is nervous and tense.
We finished the order. I wanted to repay Estela's loan.
So soon?
Papa, thank you so much for lending Estela the money.
De nada, hijita. You are very welcome.
Papa, I have something to tell you.
I don't know how to say this.
Anna ties her fingers in knots with nerves. Raoul shakes his head and looks at her lovingly.
You have my blessing.
Anna looks at her father. Her eyes fill up. A smile turns the corners of her mouth. Carmen carries food to the dining table where her family sit in awkward silence. She looks suspicious and bewildered. Anna glances up nervously and plays with her food.
Why is everybody so quiet?
Anna looks sideways at her father, who looks down into his drink. Carmen, sit down, please.
Siéntate, por favor.
Anna has something to tell you.
Anna tiene algo que decirte.
Carmen looks to Anna. Anna chews her thumb and looks down at the table. Anna splashes water onto her face and looks at herself in the mirror. She lets out a big sigh. Carmen lies in bed, her shoulders hunched, her mouth tight. Anna pulls a suitcase into the hallway. She shoves her hands into her jacket pockets and looks about her familiar surroundings. Slowly she makes her way towards the kitchen.
Something to eat?
Oh, thank you.
I gotta go to work.
Estelle, I thought you were going to the airport with us.
I can't.
I wanted you to be there.
I gotta go to the factory. You're gonna do great. Call me, okay?
Anita.
Ya me voy, papá.
Que te vaya bien.
Okay.
Vámonos, hija. We're gonna be late. I'll wait for you in the truck.
Okay.
Anna looks at her mother's bedroom door with foreboding. She tries the handle but finds it locked. Carmen rolls onto her side like a sulky child.
Mama? Mama? Mama, I'm going now.
Would you want to come out and say goodbye?
Mama? Mama, come on, open the door.
Carmen slowly sits up and pulls the covers back, growing impatient with her daughter's insistence. She sits on the edge of the bed. Anna stands and listens on the other side. Her grandfather approaches her.
Mama. Come on, open the door.
Carmen has taken a dressing gown from the cupboard and is straightening the collar in the mirror. A photo of Anna grinning sits wedged in the mirror frame. It's in complete contrast to the stubborn face of Carmen staring back at her in the mirror. Anna listens on the other side. Carmen looks away from the mirror and slowly makes her way towards the door.
Mama, come out and give me your blessing, please.
Carmen looks away from the door to the ground. Anna waits. Her grandfather comes closer. Let's go. You're going to miss your plane. Carmen listens on the other side. Then she turns away, goes to her dressing table and puts her head in her hands. Anna looks once more to the door, then wrenches herself away. Her grandfather follows her. Carmen takes Anna's picture from the mirror and looks at it, covering her mouth to stop the emotion. Anna's brother and cousin put her luggage in the back of the truck. Good luck, cousin. Write to us from New York, okay? We'll come and visit you. Anna nods and smiles. She looks back at the house. Carmen walks cautiously through the kitchen. Anna continues to look hopefully at the house as her grandfather opens the truck door for her. He jumps in beside her and the truck pulls away. Anna's small childlike face still looks to the house. Carmen parts the nets at the window. She looks bereft, her eyes wide and searching. Anna looks through the grill in the back of the cab at the waving boys on the pavement. She stays watching with sadness in her eyes. Then she lowers them and resolutely turns around. Carmen stays at the window. She looks tired and pained. Finally, she walks away from the window. Anna stands at the airport facing her father and grandfather.
That's me.
Anna reaches up to put her arms around her grandfather's neck. Don't worry about me. I will always have you inside my heart. Anna smiles and turns to her father. A furrow of sadness pinches her brow. She clings to her father like a climber does a mountain.
Thank you, Papa.
Take good care of yourself, little one. She looks back at him with strength and respect. Raul stands with his hands behind his back as Anna takes hold of her bag and struggles to smile and wave as she walks towards the gate. She turns to look at them. She gives a shy wave. Raul, his arm around the old man, holds his hand up to her. The old man blinks back tears. Anna gives one last smile before she walks through the door and is gone. Anna, her hair flowing out behind her and with all the expectation and optimism of youth, strides up the subway steps and out onto the streets of New York. She slows to look up at the buildings. Her stride quickens and she walks with purpose and mounting excitement. She swings her arms with confidence and, checking a sign, she turns off the main street and into the rest of her life stretching out before her. Transistor radio is switched on. A wave of fabric is tamed by the relentless stabbing action of the needle. Shelf upon shelf of brightly coloured cotton reels stand to attention, ready for action. A flock of birds stick tightly together as they perform an air show in the hazy sky. A sign advertises a complete line of stretch, spandex, lycra, lace and velvet. A swathe of fabric swoops down in front of a window. The Virgin Mary is painted on a wall. Another Catholic effigy hangs in a framed glass box. Two musicians saunter down the street carrying their guitars. A skinny stray dog trots along the pavement. A startled flock of birds suddenly take to the sky in a flurry of flapping feathers. Two caged budgies peck at each other on their perch. Two old men chatter and smoke on a street corner. The dome of a church bakes in the heat of the sun. Tropical plant leaves move gently in the breeze. A bus window streaked with bird muck blurs the neighbourhood racing by. A tangled mass of cables crisscrosses the sky. The singing lady from the start of the movie is put through her paces in rehearsals. One, two, and three. What? Right now. One, two, and three. Start. I already said it. I already said one, two, three. Start the song. Which? O Sole Mio. Again? Why the same? I know so many others. The end.